witnesses, who are other people, who are apostles. And if you don't accept this, it's true. But there is a halacha of Mishnah Beis Din Devar that Beis Din can only act and Beis Din can only collect money from the defendant on the basis of the testimony, of the valid testimony. And in this case, where the witnesses who signed the Mishnah Matoneh were claiming were two brothers-in-law, so the testimony was not a valid testimony, even though it was true, but it would be against the deen to collect on the basis of a testimony that is legally inadmissible. So, because of that possibility, so the Chachomim are misakin that even if they Nisirei come before Beis Din and they testify that this Shamatone was handed over from the Donor to from the Nesen to the Mekabel the Doni, so it's still possible. But in this case, where the get was signed by competent witnesses and in shape, but they signed the Joel Mishmor and it had a Nisirei, so then there is no Choshoshi. Even if the woman would produce this get that was signed by competent AD, but Shaloi Mishmo in Beis Din, and then Beis Din will render a decision that she's allowed to get married. So it will not be Shaloi Gedin, because the halacha is Beis Din cannot act on the basis of a testimony that is not a valid raya, Masha'im. In this case, where the Eidim are competent Eidim, the Eidim came in, except that they wrote Shalom Lishmo. So if the Chassino was Shalom Lishmo, then it cannot make the get into a Shtakinyan, but into a Shtakayin it can make. So when Beis Din will act on the basis of this testimony of the competent witnesses, so then Beis Din will not act Shalom Kedim by giving her a Pesachim. So Taisa says that the reasonest why a get that was signed by the Eidim Shalom Mishmo and it was Nimsa in the presence of Nimsa is possible because of a special zeile of Chassino to Chassino. But Taisa says here the fact that if the Eidim signed the get Shalom Mishmo, then it cannot become Ishtakiyan on the basis of Chassino Shalom Mishmo. But Ishtakaye, it can become. So Meirei Ravon says the reason is why Rashi had to resort to the Hakoshe of Chad Mibad Echad, and Rashi does not base the Gemara's Kasha on the fact that the Baal has full credibility as a Baal Ashtar, because a Baal Ashtar has full credibility only to negate the Raya. The raya of the shtar, that this is what the Baal Ashtar has. So if the Baal Ashtar comes, the husband comes and says, I never authorize the signing of this get, of this divorce, but it was forged. So then he is negating the credibility, the raya of the shtar. Masha'im came when the husband comes and says that it was signed Shalom, that was written Shalom Mishmo. It was written Shalom Mishmo. So even according to the Baal's contention, it's a valid Shtaraya. So the Baal, the Baal Ashtar, is not trying to negate the raya of the Shtar. So a Baal Ashtar has credibility in any testimony that tends to negate the credibility of the Shtar. But if the Baal says it was written Shalom Lishmo, then even if it was, even according to his own contention, it's a valid Shtaraya. So maybe he doesn't have any monies. So his monies is only as a monies, as a Nidero. So that's why Rashi has to say that Eike Chabbalah. This is how Ravon explains the Rashi. Now, the Rebbe does not point out that this premise that he mentioned this Tesvah as he says that even when a get is signed Shalom Mishmo, so it cannot be valid as a Shtakiyah, but as a Shtaraya it can still be valid, that this is Tomei Machlekes Hashem. True, Tesvah Shitei is like that, that if the get was signed to Lushmo, but signed by Lucheli, so then it is valid as a Shtahaye. It's not valid as a Shtahkiyan. But the Ashbo Shite is to the contrary. The Ashbo Shite is on the same Kasha the Tesa asks, what, how can the woman wait? Kavabas Din of Mizuyat Miteche, in the case of Ahima Tante, Dabach Simare, Trengise, and in the case of the get that was signed by the Chayrin, but Jalur Bishmo, and whom's up with Lady Sire, so the Rashba Shite is that here too we have the same Joshua, less the issue. If we allow a get that was signed by Lady Chayrin, Shalom Mishmo, and was Nimsah with Lady Sira Chayrin, if we allow that get, so then there is a Joshua that the Isha will produce this get without producing the Lady Sira to testify orally, and then Bezdin will act on the basis of the Yersine, the test for Yersine, and will give her Psak Din to get married. And even though it will be true, because the fact is that this get had a misire, but since Bezdin will not hear the testimony of the misire, that the get was nusah b'fnei, mi'adabari and isha. So Bezdin will be acting exclusively solely on the basis of the written testimony of the misire, which was done shalom mishmo. So Mele Bezdin will actually get in. Because with the contra Ashba, when Bezdin acts on the basis of a Chsima Sayyidim Shalom Vishmo, so it is just as if Bezdin acted on the basis of a testimony by Eidim who are not competent, who are possible. In other words, the Ashba is Chelikan on thesis. And according to the Ashba, so if he gets is signed Shalom Mishmo. So not only it's not valid, it cannot become valid as Ishtakiyah. It cannot become valid as Ishtakiyah either. It cannot become valid as Ishtakiyah either. So we cannot say, according to Teisvis, according to Rashba Shite, we cannot give that text that Ravon mentions, that the reason is why Rashi resorts, the reason is why Rashi resorts to the Hakoshe of Chavre Badechak, and Rashi does not base it upon the fact that the Baal is full of monies as the Baal Ashtar, is because the Baal has the monies as the Baal Ashtar only when according to the testimony of the Baal, so the Shtar is not the Shtarai. When according to his testimony, so the Rai is negated. But when the Baal says it's Shalom Mishmo, so then it doesn't negate the value of the Shtar. So maybe he doesn't have the money. Yes, what?
Isn't it possible that the only reason Tosfos disagrees with the Rashi is Tosfos always requires Eidim Sirah, and the Rashi is like the Ram?
No. Tosfos, the only reason is why Tosfos disagrees
with
the
Rashi. If Tosfos would agree that you need the Eid Hasim alone are sufficient,
we don't have to say it. Tesis, Shite is, and it's very reasonable. I mean, not that the Rashba Svar is unreasonable, but Tesis, Shite is very reasonable. In other words, Shalom Mishmo is a halacha in get. So in making the get into Ishtakiyah, so get has its own requirements, has its own dinim. But as far as Ishtakai is concerned, there is no distinction between get and Nadashta. Rai is Rai. So the Melech, so that's why Teisa says that even when the get was signed by Lady, Shalom Mishmo, as in the Hayas in the Bilo, they are good in the Bilo. They would be good in the Bilo in Shtaratone. So why couldn't they be good in the Bilo? In the ghetto, no, there is a difference. Why? Because in the get, there is a lot of Mishmo. In Shtaratone, there is a lot of Mishmo. But that's in regard to the Kinyan, to the Kinyan of the get. But as far as Rai is based upon the fact that there is a Balashtar also. So whether it was written Shalom or Shalom Mishmo is the same Rai. Now, so we can say that all the Steretz are Rashi. Because Rashi can agree can agree with Tenzeshite, and he doesn't have to agree with the Rashbash. Alright, now let's see the thesis. The Rabbono Dat. The Rabbono Dat says, Pirish Bikutres, Mishinishke, the Ashkar, Kosovain. כי כשנכתב משלחת מאירי ששני כשני נלמח בלגן. So that was the חשושן, the Rabbonim is, maybe there are two Yisrael Mishinens. And maybe this get was written by Yisrael Mishin number one, for Yisrael Mishin, on behalf of Yisrael Mishin number one, and on behalf of the wife of Yisrael Mishin number one. And then Yisrael, after the get was written and signed on his behalf, so Yisrael Mishin number one decided not to divorce his wife. Then the Yisrael Mishnah number two showed up in Bezdin, and he told the Sefer that he wants a get. So the Sefer decided, why should he write a new get? He has the same names, everything the same. So on the mail, he'll use it. And this is the get that was really written on behalf of Yisrael Mishnah number one and the wife of Yisrael Mishnah number one. And it's going to be handed over to the wife of Yisrael Mishnah number two. So it will be possible, Shalom Mishnah. This is how Rashi explains the Chosha. Pir Mekum Shulike the Ashkar Kosbeimik, Kishinitha Shilach Nirei, Sheshnei Kishnei, Vinimach Nilgamish. Vikosh, the Behuzak Shreyeze Vishinei, Afilu, Nikta Vishnei Posse Nilgamish Bein, Vireneya, Kidam Inam Berish Kola Get, Kosak Nilgamish, Vinsak Vinno Nilgamish Bezak Tano, Vikola Vinno Iktano Vinomotsu Nilgamish, הוגדים או מגרש, מייקרד מבזר ולא יקרד מייר, מפניבינו שיהיה מוכח לתכן להחסים, היי, מנהי מגרש, ובסום הבור הוא תומס לסקרד מייר. So the first question is, since the Gemara tried, to apply the Mishnah called the Rameya, and the called the Rameya, there is a requirement of מוכח לתכן, so מה נפשך? If we are חישיש, for the contingency of Shnei Yisrael Mishimen, and one Yisrael Mishimen telling the Sefer that they need to execute the get, and then he decided not to use it. And then the other Yisrael Mishimen, who is the husband of this woman to whom it is handed over, this, so decided to divorce his wife. And the Sefer did not write the new get, but he decided to use the other get that is Shalom Lishmo. So what do we accomplish by the Takone Ufanechta Ufanechtam? So the Shliach says, Ufanechta Ufanechtam, then we are sure that this get was written for Yisrael on behalf of Yisrael and Shimon number two, and on behalf of the wife of Yisrael and Shimon number two, not on behalf of Yisrael and Shimon number one and his wife. But even so, according to Rav Meir, it has to be Muchach Miteichel, and since we are Cheshish for two Yisrael Mishim in the same city, so Meile, even though the Shliach assured us that it was written on behalf of Yisrael Mishim number two, not that it is Lishmo, but it's still possible that I say, because from the get it's not apparent which Yisrael Mishim is divorcing his wife, whether it's Yisrael Mishim number one or Yisrael Mishim number two. Now that's his cash. And he mentions the Gemara Yodish Kolaget. Because we got this idea, we got this Aktano, we got a bit more Aktano with what's in the garage, or Bdei on the garage. Of the Lord in garage, so you know, I say, let's get a blessing, I'm a little Amir. Now this does not present any difficulty against Rashi, because it's not totally the shame. Agree that according to Rabeya, that they have seen a car say, so then it has to be moved from the way. And if the Hashem is in the Shimon, so then, and it's not Mishmoshi, it's not spelled out, so then the get is post-memorizing. Not only Shimon. This is Teisa Shiti here. But the Ramban Shiti is to the contrary. Rabbi Tam Shiti is to the contrary. So Rashi Shiti will also be to the contrary. Even though Rashi in that sukkah doesn't commit himself, he doesn't say anything. But Rashi could agree with the Shiti of the Ramban. Now, let's see the Gemara. Let's turn to that Gemara. This is the source for this halacha, that according to Rabbi Meir, who says it was in the council, so where there must be muchach miteichel. Now let's turn to the Gemara. Now the Mishnah says, Kommt der in Nichtas so gut geschehen, nicht schon Post. Gesagt, wenn wir immer beschehen, ich habe mal kurz aufgemacht, wenn ich schwöre, die gab es nicht, wenn ich noch ein Problem habe, aber sehr schön, wie sehr schön nicht. Kostengage, jetzt habe ich die Kostengage, siehst du nicht mal, was wenn wir so ein Spiel geschehen haben, beschehen nicht, If the older one definitely decided to divorce the younger one, so the get is possible. So Tamu would not be Dutch. But if he decides to divorce the older one on whose behalf the get was written, then it's alright. But hope they don't want to be Dutch baby. Hope they don't want to be Dutch baby. In other words, so we have to say that how could he possibly use the same get for the younger one as that was written for the older one, only if the two wives, the older wife and the younger wife, have the same name. So that means, what do you want to be done with? Oh my God, it's in America, it's in China, not in Berachas, mit Zin, Shlachim, or Achelim. So if one Malve, whose name is Yesed in China, produces a star against someone, so that Levi cannot say, well, I owe the money to the other Yisrael machine, not to you. Because the fact that this Yisrael machine produces the star and not the other, that indicates that he is the Malve, not the other. So that's a riot. Because here too, so if he decides to divorce the older wife, who has the same name as the younger wife, so then she will still be a good get. But it has the same name. But the fact that the older wife produces the get is a higher, that the older wife is the one that was divorced, not the younger one. Am Rabbi and Mata Rishi Tony Shimi Kishim Kho, Postal Garish Bay, Shimi was in the Garish Bay, Rokishi was in the Garish Bay, Vam Yuma Bulahi of Mitzal and Shahib, and the Maisa of Mina will be seen in the Bezari, Hohanam will be seen in the Bezari. So the Mother says, My Hohanam will be seen in the Bezari. Why will we see the Bezari? Hohanam will be seen. We need him here. Here we must have him here. Because without him here, So the question is, which is it in Shimon divorce? The fact that the Shliach gave it, handed it over to the wife of Yisrael in Shimon number two, is no higher that Yisrael in Shimon number two is the one who divorced. Maybe Yisrael in Shimon number one is the one who divorced, and it's supposed to have been delivered to the wife of Yisrael in Shimon number one, but the Shliach made a mistake. So we must resort to Yisrael, who will verify that this is the woman that is to be divorced by this get. So the Gemara had to mention the Misire. But why does the Gemara say the Misire of Ezel? Let the Gemara say the Misire. Nothing. So obviously, according to the Meir, even if there are the Misire, and we are sure that it's the right woman that is being divorced, is the right husband and the right woman, so it will still be no good. Because according to the Meir, the Yersinikar said, it must be apparent intrinsically in the Shtar. It must be apparent in the Shtar itself that this is the right woman, not on the basis of the testimony of the Yemisire, according to the Meir. So that's the Raya. So this says, Aber the Meir Bilon Shein Muchachim Tefach Zimeh, Shein Nechtach Shein Zeh Oin Shein Isho, Zu, Vuhun Ham Yemisire, Ham Yemisire. That states is right. But the Ramban says no. The Ramban is chilek on this shita. And the Ramban holds that it does not have to be. It does not have to be that even according to the Meir, it's not necessary to be Muhammad. So why does the Gemara say, Hochanam be misir Rabbezer? Let the Gemara say, Hochanam be misir. Bein Rabbezer, bein Meir. So the Ramban says, in the Chiddush, here on that Gemara. So he says, in the Ramban, the Gemara doesn't mean that this Mishneh has to accord after with Rabbezer. But that in this Mishneh can accord with Rameya too. But the fact is that this Mishneh mention emphasizes the importance of the Ksivas HaGetlishmo. That can only accord with Rameya, according to Rameya. So the Ksivas HaGet doesn't even have to be Lishmo. So Matzi Vashko, the Chosme is Kosher. And this Mishneh emphasizes that the Ksivas HaGet has to be Lishmo. So obviously, so this one Gemara says, there is no kasha, because we must, apart from this difficulty of Shnei Yisro Shimon. So how do we know that it's the right Yisro Shimon is divorcing the wife? Maybe it's the wrong, maybe the get is given to the wrong woman. That was the kasha of Gemara. So he said, this Mishneh obviously must refer to the case where the Harim is there. Because this Mishneh obviously represents the view of Rav Elazar. Because this Mishneh emphasizes the requirement of the Ksivah Lishmo. So this Mishneh represents the view of Rav Elazar. And the commentary of Rav Elazar, we must have a Mishneh. Since we must have a Mishneh, the Mishneh can verify. They can know. So the Mishneh, even according to the Mishneh, it would be good. But the more mentions Rav Elazar, because the fact is that this Mishneh represents the view of Rav Elazar. The Gemara mentions Rav Elazar because the fact is that this Mishneh represents the view of Rav Elazar. Because the Mishneh emphasizes the requirement of Ksivah Lishmo. But in the Haname, even our limited Rav Meir, in the Arab Mishneh, who verify the fact that this is the right woman, that this is the get for whom it was intended. So then it will be good if we call it Rameya, even though it's not Mechamitechei, it's not intrinsically apparent, but we know it, that this is the right woman for whom the get was written, on the basis because of the testimony of Edim Sinai. So it's good. In other words, according to Ramban, there is no such requirement of Mechamitechei Alim Rameya. So, since that is the Ramban Shite, so Rashi can also agree with the Ramban Shite. So maybe it's no kasha. Then Tesis says, "Va'afiu Rebelezer, tzorechei misina sheyeinu shos yarba shliya." And he says, and even according to Rebelezer, so the misire have to know, the misire have to know that this is the woman. That this is the woman. So if my shahif we are hishish for Shnei Yisro Shimon, so the Mesirah don't know. And even though it will be verified later on, but according to the Blazer, that the Mesirah can say, so the Mesirah have to know it at the time of the Mesirah, it cannot be verified later on. Now, how does Tesis know this day? So it seems that Tesis Kasha, Vafil Rebelezer, is reference to Rabbi Yirmiyahu Alim Rebelezer, not to Abaye Alim Rebelezer. Now, there is a Gemara. That pay for the base. So the Mishneh says the Baruch. Shnayim sheshochu shnei kitin shomim nisarvim eisen shnei mazu shnei mazu. Vifichah chorek me'achim menagashim bo. So now let's suppose two husbands send kitin to the same shliach. The same shliach. In other words, and they have the same names. The husbands have the same names. The wives have the same names. So maybe the shliach doesn't know who is who. He has to give a get to the wife of Yisrael ben Shimon number one, and he has to give a get to the wife of Yisrael ben Shimon number two. But he doesn't know which get is shayach to the wife of Yisrael ben Shimon number one, and which get is shayach to the wife of Yisrael ben Shimon number two. So, there's a simple way of solving the problem. In other words, the shliach has to make two deliveries of both gittin in the present, and has to make delivery, he has to deliver both gittin to the manager. Each wife will be divorced because each one will get it from the shliachim, will get each get. So they will all be divorced. This is what the Mishnah says. So then the Gemara says, Mantana Maravir Yeloi Kablez. The Rebblezer, Kingdomari, the Sirikase, Holyad, the Bahaminai, Komitaoshe, Abai Omar, Afnitim Rebblezer, Eim, the boy Rebblezer, Sinolishmo, the Sinolishmo, the boy. So we have a machlinket between Rabbi Yomi and Abai. So in other words, Rabbi Yomi says that the Kot Rebblezer, the Sirikase, so not only the Sile has to be Lishmo, the Messiah has to be Lishmo too. And what, and if the Messiah don't, and if the Messiah don't know with which get a particular woman is divorced, even though both getting are handed over at the same time, but they don't know whether with this get she is divorced or with that get. So it's not a Messiah Lishmo. What happened? So that's why Rabbi Yomi says that this Mishnah can only accord with Rabbi Yomi. I'm sorry, with Rabbi Lezer, with Rabbi Meir, not with Rabbi Lezer. Because according to Rabbi Lezer, so there is no Messina Lishmo. And the Nabaya says, no, it can accord with Rabbi Lezer too. Because Rabbi Lezer only requires Messina Lishmo. Messina Lishmo Rabbi Lezer don't require. Now the question arises, so how Rabbi Yomi says it cannot accord with the view of Rabbi Lezer? So it has to accord with the view of the mayor. But then, how is it valid to call it the mayor? Now, this is the case that call it the mayor, it has to be Muchachim Teche. And if there are two Yisim and Shimans, two husbands with the same names, two wives with the same names, so the mayor, it's not Muchachim Teche. So this says, according to the mayor. So we must apply this Mishnah to the case where it's Mishlosh. In other words, you won't get it written Yisim and Shimans and Yitzchak. And not again, it's written that the husband is Yisem Ben Shimon Ben Ruvin. So it's Muhammad Echei. But here in the place of delivery, so no one knows, the wives don't know whether her husband is Yisem Ben Shimon Ben Yitzchok or her husband is Yisem Ben Shimon Ben Ruvin. She doesn't know. So in Mele, so as far, according to Rabbi Kameya, there is no problem because Muhammad Echei it is. Just because the wives don't know, it doesn't mean that it's not Muhammad Eche. So it can be ascertained. There are many people who will know who is Yisrael Ben Shimon Ben Yitzchok and who is Yisrael Ben Shimon Ben Ruvin and who is the wife of who. So maybe it is Muhammad Eche, but according to Rabbi Lezer. So the Messiah at the time of the Messiah have to know, and they don't know who is the wife of Yisrael Ben Shimon Ben Yitzchok and who is the wife of Yisrael Ben Shimon. Anyway, so there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yomi and Abaye as to whether according to Rabbi Lezer, Misira Lishmo is required. Now this kasha, this is as the kasha against Rashi, according from the point of view of Rabbi Meir and from the point of view of Rabbi Lezer. So from the point of view of Rabbi Meir, it is more from there. So the tenets on that kasha is Rashi is Mishnah Rabban, then there is no requirement from there. But then he has the kasha from the point of view of Rabbi Lezer. So they have to know that it's the husband of this woman who appointed him a shliach, not the other Yisrael Mishimen. And they don't know. So that is only true according to the Yomi's version of Rabbi Lezer. But it's not true according to Abaye's version of Rabbi Lezer. So in other words, this is kashe is directed at a liberal Rabbi Yomi. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yomi a Rabbi Yomi's version of Rabbi Lezer. So maybe, so it's not a kasha against Rashi, because we pass in there like Abaye, not like Rabbi Yomi. So maybe it's no kasha according to Rabbi Lezer, and according to Rabbi Yomi it's no kasha, because Rashi can agree with the Shittu Rambam that it doesn't have to be Muhammad Teche according to Rabbi Yomi. Anyway, so Tesis rejects Rashi of Shah. Ve'imari, the whole Atzrecha, Bonem Hochem, Heilig Deish and Yahari Habar Vyema Shekosme Yasefer Kidemi Rizlami Vuhu Echdim Olaveni Shehulo and Yerokovishu. So the Rui says it's not the Chachomim didn't require the Shniyat Zifon Echdim Olaveni because of the Chachosh of two Yisrael Shim. No, the Chachomim required it for Echdim Olaveni because of the possibility lest the Baal will come and contest it and will be married. That is a little bit. All right.